Happy 2025. I hope it's off to a fantastic start and that you're fully rested, restored, and your resolution is in full swing. Or maybe it never started or it's already over. Either way, it's okay. Like me, did you wake up January 1st wondering, what am I going to eat and drink this year? Hi, I'm Quantella Noto, Associate Professor and Director of Hospitality Management at Southeast Missouri State University. And of course, you woke up thinking about that. So I'm sure you want me to share with you some predictions on what we're eating and drinking in 2025. Have you had a pint of Guinness? Guinness is everywhere. Thanks to the Split the G Challenge on social media. Go check it out. It's fun. Kegs are being rationed in Europe because of increased demand and sales, especially Guinness 0.0, the non-alcoholic version, which is, according to my son, quite tasty, and it's part of the trend of low or no alcohol options. Savory beverages are a thing. Bartenders got bored with using only fruit for creative cocktails and started playing with savory flavors. According to Market Watch, bacon fat wash bourbon started it all, a process where you add rendered bacon fat to bourbon, chill it to solidify the fat, then strain it out, leaving the infused spirit behind. Now there's bacon fat washed old fashions. Savory will extend to coffee too. Chefs are infusing coffee with lemongrass and Hawaii, a warm and cozy Yemeni spice blend of ginger, cardamom, cinnamon, and cloves, which might step in for pumpkin spice. Heat is hot in 2025. We still love chilies and I can't get enough of them. Habaneros and ghost peppers are normal now. And chili flavors are in everything, from trail mix to cheese. Chili oils and chili crisp and salsa matcha, a Mexican version of chili crunch with nuts and seeds, are gaining fans. Notes of sweet and spicy are big. It's called swicy. Swicy is a fusion of sweet and spicy, like spicy honey and chili-infused chocolate. Apparently, texture is having a moment, and it's crunchy. Crunchy elements is showing up in unexpected places. There's shatter top, which is a Parmesan crisp atop vegetables, roasted chickpeas and salads, and chili crisp, there's the heat, in grilled cheese sandwiches. High-low duos are back after surging in 2008. After a period of high inflation and change, these pairings are indulgent and nostalgic. Caviar-topped tater tots, ice cream topped with a gold leaf, waffles with candy pork belly, and fancy salads topped with salt and vinegar potato chips, hello crunch, are in. And then there's micro trends. They're gaining steam and may have lasting influence. Here's a few. Cookbook clubs, lavender in food, dumplings filled with things like sweet potatoes or oxtails, heirloom melons, sauces from around the globe, protein-rich foods like bone broth and protein brownies because, apparently, we need about 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight spread evenly throughout the day. And yes, AI is entering your grocery shopping experience, and I'm not so sure about shopping with AI yet. The warming trend is the best, though. It's called hospitality. Getting wrapped in a warm blanket of good service is a cure for feelings of disconnection, which Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says is a growing public health epidemic. So more than anything else, people are craving cozy, warm hospitality and service in 2025. I'll have a big bowl of that. I'm Quantella. Join me next time to find out what's on the menu.